W1RPG Mobile.
Zero TR Mobile.
And zero TR from W1RPG. I think we've chatted in the past. My name's Bob. Good morning.
And my name's Tom. And I'm just leaving to go get my dental appointment down at Crohn's now for a teeth cleaning. Thankfully, that's all. Beautiful morning down here. How's your day?
Visit to the dentist. Yeah, hopefully that's all it is. It's just the cleaning. Going to the YMCA for a yoga class every Tuesday, Thursday. So I'm just on my way to Powdersville on a nice, bright, sunny, brisk morning. Feels good.
Traffic here. Oh, now I'm headed south. Rocket-propelled grenade. I knew I'd heard that RPG before, Bob. No offense, mate. Shoot. Well, out on Highway 101, just north of Cunningham Lake, about half a mile. And that's all I've got planned for now, and then the wife and I are going to go over to, wow, it must have been a heck of an accident here. Glass all over the road. I've never seen glass scattered that far. Whew! Must have went for a quarter of a mile. We're going to go over to Spartanburg to Sam's and maybe Costco's, so she tells me.
We go to Costco once a month. My wife and I pick up certain things that she likes to buy there. And it's always a fun time. We never go on weekends. We avoid the weekends at Costco. And we're not members of Sam's, but Costco's good, you know, for our needs. She has a thing, we go there for this and there for that, and she seems to know the grocery prices, what's good, what's not. But, well, once I get home, what am I going to do? I got to call an electrician, and said he'd be here this week just to see what day or thereabouts, and he's going to put in a couple of outlets for me. I'm on Route 81 in Powdersville right now. N0TR, W1RPG.
Fine business. Yeah, I made a mistake yesterday. I went and bought two good male plugs to go on one for a spare, one to go on a short drop cord. It has three outlets on the bottom of it. And I told them I wanted 20 amp ones, which most of my receptacles are spec grade, SPEC. And they are 20 amps. They got a little extra notch in them for a flat blade instead of two vertical blades. Well, I didn't realize it, but this power strip that I got that I was going to plug this into doesn't have that flat blade. they're really, really great plugs. Don't get me wrong. They're $8 a piece, but at any rate, after being an electrician and electronic technician for 50 years as my profession, you might say, we lived up in Kansas for 62 and a half years and have been here about 15 now. And I just should have known better. But they didn't have the brand I wanted, but they had a good brand, Pass and Seymour, so I got them. But most of the time now, Bob, they put in 15-amp receptacles. And I just rather spend $2 or $3 more and put in good ones. And they're rated 20 amps. And stay away from portable space heaters and that, too. But if you had to plug one in, that'd be it. And they're using 14-gauge wire, which is code now. And we always, all of my life, put in 12-gauge wire, which is good for 20 amps. And 14-gauge wire is good for 15 amps, which meets the criteria for a normal 15-amp receptacle. But I still ain't buying it. I still put in number 12 if I have to add an outlet or something. But there you are. Well, I feel the same way about my wife. Oh, I just got a warning on my front of my LCD here on the car. It said roads may be icy. I've never seen that before. Hope they're wrong. But I like Costco's. She likes Sam's. She says Sam's keeps their inventory a lot the same. And Costco's, many times, will carry an item and then delete it. And that ticks her off about that. So, I don't know. Probably should cancel the one at Costco's, but that's where she gets her hearing aids from. And we've been married 56 years, so I trust her judgment.
1RPG, I understand. Yeah, well, there's a couple of outlets to go in, but I specified I wanted 20-gauge. So, for my needs, it's going to be where I'm going to connect my HF radio, my amplifier. I'd rather have direct runs to the panel without anything else connected to them. So that's what that's going to be. Well, Tom, I'm just up the road from my destination, so hope your dental appointment goes smoothly and all it is a cleaning and nothing further. That's what I always cross my fingers when I go for a cleaning. And so far, it's been working out. All right, 7-3, catch you the next time. N0TRW1RPG. I enjoyed our conversation, Tom. 7-3.
Oh, I did too, Mom. Ooh, that sun is bright, right squarely in my eyes here. And, yeah, 20-amp receptacles are the way to go on that. You're quite right. And, I'm telling you what, 12-gauge wire, too, not 14-gauge. Because 14-gauge, in my opinion, is not good for 20 amps. And you got to go to 12-gauge. They may disagree, but they're wrong. I've done it for 50 years. I noticed our daughter's house is, well, it's another pay grade up from ours, for sure. And like all these new, beautiful homes. And I noticed her receptacles were all 14-gauge wire, and I don't like that. But that's what they are, and that's what the code says now. But I just think that's wrong. We used to run 12-gauge to receptacles, and 14-gauge went to lighting. And that's okay. And that's the way I'd stick with it. So just tell me what 12-gauge wire. 12-2 with ground Romex going to that. Take care, Mom. Pleasure's all mine. W1RPG, I think it was. This is N0TR. And I'll be clear for now, sir.
That conversation on the cabling. So that's been talked about, too. So, all right. 7-3, take care. W1RPG shutting down.